It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. Earlier today, Wake County District Attorney Ned Mangum dismissed hundreds of cases against Moral Monday protesters. The move comes after nearly 1,000 were arrested last year for protesting at the Republican-led state legislature. Here with all the details, WUNC's Jorge Valencia. Jorge, exactly how many of these roughly 1,000 cases were thrown out today, and how many had already been settled?
Well, we're talking in the neighborhood of 500 to 600 cases that were thrown out. And there were already about 300 cases that had been settled. The defendants had agreed to do community service or pay a small fine. So that means that almost all of the 900 and some arrests that were made last year have been dismissed so far.
And what was the reasoning behind this decision? I imagine there was some kind of precedent.
Yeah, well, I spoke to the district attorney just a few minutes ago, and he was citing a Supreme Court case that was ruled on June 30th that upheld the constitutional right of people protesting government policies. And in particular, this was a case that started in Massachusetts, and it was challenging a law that sort of precluded protests outside of abortion clinics. And the district and the superior courts in Wake County since then had interpreted that ruling to apply to these cases that we had here at the General Assembly in these Moral Monday protests. So what Mangum says is that he expected that the cases, most of the cases that he had left, were probably not going to succeed. And so he was not going to spend time prosecuting those cases.
Most of those cases, but not all, right? Some of them were
cases.
Not thrown out.
This is somewhere maybe a few dozen, maybe somewhere around 40 and 50 cases. Mangum says that he's still planning on prosecuting those cases because there were, as you can imagine, a lot of these cases were pretty similar. People were protesting up in the rotundas that are on the second floor of the General Assembly building. This is sort of between the House and the Senate chambers. Most of the facts were similar. There are a few that were different, he says, because, you know, maybe some of them involved people sitting in lawmakers' offices. So he thinks that the facts that he has on those and the argument that he's going to present, he'll be able to reach some sort of conviction. So we're looking at 40 or 50 that are still pending.
All right. Well, there were significantly fewer arrests during the General Assembly session this summer. We did see some sort of amping up of the rules, what lawmakers will and will not allow inside the building and so forth. What does this decision in that context mean going forward for the Moral Monday movement?
Well, it may not have effect on the arrests that were made this year. Many of them were different. You might remember that a lot of them were cases in which people went to the House Speaker Tom Tillis's office and they sat in. They were there almost all night, so they were charged with trespassing. Similarly, a week later, they went to the governor's office at the old Capitol building. They were also charged with trespassing. So the facts in this case are also somewhat different. But I think that really, I mean, the takeaway from this case is that simply, I think it's more clear now that people are going to have this ability to congregate and to do some sort of assembly at the legislative building.
Well, have you talked to any of the protesters who were arrested and had their cases dropped? Do you know how they feel?
Well, I spoke to one of their attorneys, Scott Holmes. He's been working on this for a year. They were meeting every other week. There was a special court that was appointed for these cases simply because there was such a large volume. And really what he said was, we're really excited. This vindicates what we've been trying to say. And he pointed out that of the 900 and some arrests that were made, there haven't been any convictions. So they feel pretty good about this.
All right, WUNC's Jorge Valencia on the decision to throw out hundreds of cases against Moral Monday protesters arrested last year. Thanks, Jorge.
Thanks, Catherine.